some time to figure this out. And the I think the A's have taken the right approach. Well, the only approach they can take is that this is out of their hands for the most part. It's up to Major League Baseball, and the Players Association has to approve where they play. So would they approve the ballpark? Well, sure. I think they would. It's certainly up to Major League standards. They have to do a few things to it to get it 100% there. But as far as the amenities, locker room and that sort of stuff, and indoor batting cages and things that they've got there are the Major League standards. So they're going to be fine with that part of it. But, yeah, have them move around a little bit. Play in different ballparks. Crazier things have happened in baseball. And I think local fans, you might have some local fans go down there to see him in Arizona or at Dodger Stadium or in Anaheim.
It's a good road trip. It's a good road trip.
Yeah.
So, final minute. I always gear my TV viewing to when Sports Wrap is going to be on. What about Sports Wrap this weekend?
We are on just one this weekend, and it's Saturday night from 8 to 9 following CBS College Football. So you got CBS, you got Texas Tech playing Wyoming, as I mentioned. I think that starts around 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then Sports Wrap is going to go on after former Rebel running back Charles Williams is going to join us. The Chuck Wagon is going to be on the show with me and
all
Chris.
Right.
So you can enjoy that, and we're hoping to be on. Okay, to the DirecTV fans out there, I'll say quickly, because right now Channel 8 and all of Nexstar is off DirecTV, and so we're hoping by, not this weekend, probably before next weekend, they'll be able to work things out and this big dollar negotiation that happens between the two entities, between DirecTV and Nexstar, our parent company, to get that worked out. Usually by football season is when when everybody comes together and decides what they're going to do. But they're talking about billions of dollars by the time, with all the contracts and the money that they pay out to us as local affiliates for them to be able to carry our signal. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes there, and I know it's been frustrating for people that have DirecTV that haven't been able to watch Channel 8 for the last, it's been 4 months, I think, 3 or 4 months. I'm guessing that this time next week it'll be solved because football season has a way of bringing us all together, Kevin.
Doesn't it, though? Hey, you have yourself a great Labor Day holiday. We will talk again next week, okay, pal?
Give it a shot. You too, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Ron Futrell, 8 News Now. UNLV and Bryant. That's a matchup. It's like little sisters of the poor. If UNLV loses this game, we'll be talking about it on Tuesday after the holiday. I guarantee you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show,
the continued fallout of the hurricane slamming through Florida and then on into Georgia and the Carolinas. Plus, we will break down the latest on the trial timeline for Donald Trump.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. you're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, pleaded not guilty in the Fulton County, Georgia case. We'll have more on that coming up in just a few minutes. In fact, at the top of the hour, we'll have the very latest from Town Hall. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Angels rallied to beat the Phillies 10-8. Bryce Harper hit his 300th home run, but Brandon Drury capped a three-run ninth with a tie-breaking two-run homer that lifted the Angels to the win. In 11 innings, the Cardinals got by the Padres 5-4. Tommy Edman hit a two-run homer off Josh Hader in the 11th.
And there's a high fly ball to right center field. Carroll going back, and it is...
The Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0 on Wednesday night. The action on the Dodgers Radio Network. Max Muncy doubled and had three RBI. Jason Hayward and Freddie Freeman with home runs. They had two RBIs apiece. Arizona's Brandon Pfaadt tacked for five runs on eight hits over four innings. Ryan Pepiot and Ryan Yarbrough combined on the six-hit shutout. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
Job, you copy? Oh.
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
21 days of beauty. 21 days with daily beauty steals of up to 50% off. 21 days of slay. 21 days of yay. 21 days of Are You Kidding Me Right Now? Beauty's biggest event is on now till September 16th at Ulta Beauty. Discover irresistible deals on must-have brands like IT Cosmetics and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, new launches from Pat McGrath Labs. Shop in-store, online, or pick up today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
On Facebook, I saw someone posted...
It's going to turn you into a zombie.
Created by the government.
They're going to plant a chip into your body.
Is this the mark of the beast?
This is fake.
Misinformation is just about as bad as the pandemic itself.
Misinformation is easy. You don't see the harm it does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Stop the spread of misinformation.
Health matters. Visit NMHEC.org.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Drive into Henderson along 95 southbound is really slowed down. You got one lane to work with because the left lane is blocked there. Southbound 95 after Tropicana is where this is. Got a car facing the wrong direction. 95 southbound after Tropicana. Prepare to merge and stay to the right lane there. Also, as you head out of Henderson on 215 westbound, still have that accident at Warm Springs. That's on the right shoulder. Building fire overnight on the west side still has the intersection of Durango and Twain closed down right out in front of Desert Breeze Park. Go with Ford Apache or Cimarron to avoid that Durango and Twain intersection. This could be the last triple-digit temperatures we'll see for a while. 107 is the forecasted high this afternoon. Otherwise, sunny and hot. Slight chance of evening thunderstorms tonight, too. 91 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
I don't know if you caught the president yesterday trying to talk about climate change as it pertains to the storms, Maui fires, all of that. It's all generated by climate change. I had a chance to visit with Dr. Chris DeArmet. He is an expert on such things. And I asked him, tell me why you think the World Health Organization is all wrong about the science behind climate change. Here's what he said.
Yeah, well, I'm a plastics expert, as you know, so I've been looking primarily into the effects of plastics, plastic bans, and so forth. And what I found is a general trend is that NGOs are manipulating us to get donations. So basically, they tell us whatever story will get us scared enough to give them our money, and then they walk off to the bank, and they're all happy as lambs. And the trouble is that almost every single thing that they're telling us turns out to be wrong when you check the science. In today's world, everyone just goes by, you know, whatever internet gossip they hear. They don't have time to check it themselves. So that's why I went away and spent 3,000 hours unpaid to read all the science about the effect of plastics on carbon dioxide, on fossil fuels, on harm to animals, microplastics degradation, and all those related topics. Because, as I said, no one's checking the facts, and the media certainly don't, in general, check the facts anymore.
So after taking all of that, 3,000 hours or whatever, what conclusion did you come to as to why we are having these climate problems?
On the climate front, it's very hard to tell, to be honest. As I said, I'm mainly on the plastic side, and I can say that banning plastics dramatically increases CO2 and use of fossil fuel. That's what the science tells us on that. So we don't want to do that because it's counterproductive. When it comes to climate, that's not my main area, but I have spent days and days trying to make head or tail of it. So I tried to read all the data. And if you look at the original data, you often don't see any warming, right? And it's been manipulated again and again and again. And every time this gradient goes up. So as far as I can tell, although it's not my main area of expertise, the original data didn't show any warming, but now we're claiming that there is warming. And again, this is an excuse to dip into our pockets and tax everything and drive the country bankrupt.
Chris, let me just ask you, are we winning this war for climate change?
I don't think we can win the war, because if you look at analyses by economists, what they show is that, let's say America put some giant tax on ourselves and we want to be good and we want to make everything green. All that would happen is that everything would come flooding in, because it would be cheaper, from all the countries that have no taxes and don't care about the environment and have no regulations. So there's no possible way I can see that any policy we inflict on ourselves or the rest of Europe or any of the other developed countries is going to help, because all it's going to do is make pollution worse, because it will drive manufacturing. We'll bankrupt ourselves because all the products will be more economical from other countries, and we'll make the climate situation worse and pollution worse. So unless the whole of the world acted together, and there's no way to make them do that, I don't see a solution.
What needs to change in our society relative to plastics and use of plastics?
Overall, I would say that people need to go and check the facts. People are full of passion, but they're relying on internet gossip. So if I read 3,000 articles on plastics, right, there are 28 studies on bags. Every study ever done shows that replacing plastic bags or banning them increases waste and CO2 and fossil fuel use and overall harm by 3 to 4 times. The same with straws, right? If you banned all straws, that would be green. But if you only ban the greenest straw, that's really dumb, right? You make things worse. And that's what worries me. And the biggest overarching thing I would say is that if you look at materials use, plastic use is 0.5% of all the materials we use. So just stop and think about it for a moment. Even if all plastics were gone tomorrow, we would still have 99.5% of our materials use, our waste, our overall impact. So this whole thing of obsessing over one tiny little aspect is guaranteeing us failure. And that's a problem too, right? These NGOs are getting rich by telling us lies. We give them our money and feel better about ourselves. We obsess about plastics, and all the while we're ignoring 99% of the problem and dooming ourselves to failure.
So what is the bottom line? What do we as a society need to be doing relative to plastics and climate change?
I would just say go with what's true, right? So, for example, if you were to type LCA, that stands for life cycle analysis. That's how you know what's green and what isn't. LCA space BAG. Any politician like this Kathleen Tresidder who's proposing things in Irvine, California to get rid of bags, if she had typed LCA space BAG into Google and return, that's 8 keystrokes, and she would have found peer-reviewed studies all showing that the plastic bag she's trying to ban is the greenest solution, and replacing it massively increases harm. I mean, if you go to Kroger, right, and pick up the plastic bag, it weighs 6 grams. The paper bag, which is way more harmful, weighs 60 grams, right? This is something you can check in your own kitchen, right? So why would it be that politicians, NGOs who've got hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Greenpeace has hundreds of millions in the bank. How come in the last 20 years they haven't managed to type LCA space BAG into Google and go and get these peer-reviewed studies that show what's green and what isn't green? This is the problem with today. Social media has made it so easy to spread things which are not true. People go, well, passionate people, well-meaning people believe it, and they go and make policies that actually increase harm.
Dr. Chris DeArmet, a world-class plastic materials consultant and an independent environmental expert, talking about climate change, bags, plastic, and otherwise. That's going to just about do it. Don't forget, Bill O'Reilly News and Comment. Clay and Buck, straight ahead at 9:05. Until we join you next week, hope you have a great Labor Day. The best of Live and Local coming up on Friday and again on Monday. And then we'll be back with you live on Tuesday. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, best day of the week, August 31st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Idalia hits Florida. Mitch McConnell is not well. Credit delinquencies up. And where's the beef? It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. Idalia, 125-mile-per-hour winds when it hit landfall. Those are the fastest winds since 1896 to hit that region of Florida. First made landfall yesterday, 8 a.m. 8-foot storm surge in some parts. Tampa Bay had 4.5 feet of storm surge. Now the storm's moving into Georgia and the Carolinas. Almost 400,000 customers without power in Florida. The Tampa Bay Airport reopened incoming flights yesterday afternoon. That's impressive. And departing flights opened up this morning. A 100-year-old oak tree in front of the governor's mansion split in half. Now this surge may have been a bit higher than it normally would have been if it weren't for the supermoon. The moon was 18,000 miles closer than normal, which is 5% closer, which means the pull on the tide was 5% stronger. Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, appeared to have another stroke or some sort of episode when talking to reporters. He froze for 30 seconds, standing there, looking into the distance. This is the second time this has happened in the last month, in public, in front of cameras. He's 81. It's horrible to watch. Him and Dianne Feinstein. Enough already. People who love him need to step in. The number of delinquencies on consumer loans, credit cards, and auto loans have all reached their highest point in 10 years, hovering about 4 to 5%. The peak was 2008 at 10%. So we still got a ways to go, but not a good sign. Credit card debt topped $1 trillion for the first time ever. And there are 70 million more credit card accounts now than there was in 2019. 70 million more. Buy now, pay later has increased 40% just the first 2 months of the year. More and more people using that service for things like groceries. And the Fed says they're probably going to raise rates again this year. A new study finds that only 12% of Americans eat half of the nation's beef on any given day. I don't see how that could possibly be true. But the whole point of this study is about how bad meat production is for the planet, and therefore how much trouble you part of that 12%, how much you're hurting the planet. They say the beef industry produces 10 times more emissions than chicken and over 50 times more than beans. Is that going to get you to stop? I'm Mike Slater, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Hey, if you watch my program or have been paying attention at all since COVID, you are aware of the risks we all face to our supply chain, critical infrastructure, and the power grid. Cyber attacks, gunfire, pandemics, all on the table. What would your family do facing a months-long blackout? No electricity, no fridge, no phone, no respirator, and an empty grocery store. Well, Four Patriots has a new solar-powered portable generator. It harnesses the power of the sun, can be moved around the house, and is used to power essentials in a time of crisis. So don't procrastinate on ensuring your family's well-being at a time they need it most. Please go to 4patriots.com today. Use my code NOSPIN for 10% off. That's the number 4patriots.com. Again, use code NOSPIN for 10% off.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, just about 8 years ago, Megyn Kelly launched a verbal rocket at Donald Trump during the first Republican campaign debate of the 2016 cycle. The subject was Mr. Trump's disparaging comments about selected women. That confrontation changed the dynamic between the media and Donald Trump. Up until then, the press actively pursued the businessman because he was good for business. But any media honeymoon quickly disappeared. It was inevitable, as the American press corps is overwhelmingly liberal in its belief system. It has been that way since the Vietnam War. Donald Trump has never run as a standard conservative, but he was aggressively going after Hillary Clinton. So the press threw in with the Clinton campaign and created Russian collusion. Today, the former president has few media allies, as you know, but it really doesn't matter. His presence is so overwhelming, almost all negative information about him is rejected by his supporters, even as it is embraced by his detractors. Very few Americans are agnostic on Trump. So we might want to change media tactics a bit. Right now, I don't even know the name of Trump's spokesperson. But the candidate might consider having him or her fight some of his ongoing battles, which can drain any human being. Save the big stuff for the Don. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Henry Aynert, East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, on the Jersey border. Bill, is James Comer, or can he, subpoena Joe Biden's bank records? If Hunter was paying Joe half his salary, then the bank records should show that. It's not going to turn up in Joe Biden's bank records. I believe that it was services provided to him, bills paid by Hunter and Jim's corporations, big bills. I could be wrong. This is what I'm hearing. But There's enough evidence out there. Barry Ridge, Round Rock, Texas. Bill, what did Romania get